Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rex Hurlman is a demon that walks among us, a predator that ruined families.
The LISK, Long Island Serial Killer Podcast, was shocked when the news broke of Rex Hurlman's arrest. After more than a decade of searching, law enforcement officials had finally pieced together enough evidence to bring formal charges against Rex Hurlman. Initially charged with three murders, Hurlman is now officially charged with all four deaths in the Gilgo 4 case. I'm your host, Chris Moss, and the LISK podcast will be releasing new episodes with interviews and fresh insight on the case as Rex Hurlman awaits trial in Long Island. While we are relieved by the arrest, the LISK podcast team will be working hard to share new developments and perspectives as we get them. So please keep your eyes and ears out for new episodes, and if you haven't already, please listen to seasons 1 and 2 of LISK, Long Island Serial Killer, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Scary mysteries, twisted news. Ultimate Twitter hacker, an Idaho politician, lists self as person of interest. Terrifying cases of true crime and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the shocking feat of a social media hacker who got into Joe Biden's and Bill Gates' Twitter accounts, and the unique case of an Idaho politician who listed himself as a person of interest in the Janelle Matthews 1984 murder. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Twitter hacker jailed. In July of 2020, the social media sphere was in a frenzy when dozens of today's biggest names in America, such as Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Kanye West, and even Elon Musk, took to their respective Twitter accounts to post a similar message. Send them Bitcoin, and they would send back your money doubled. The same message carried a link attachment, which would redirect them to an address where the unknowing victims could deposit their bitcoins. For an average Joe to see this kind of statement from someone with a check mark beside their name, it would certainly mean the truth. Twitter quickly jumped into action and removed many of the messages, but much to the company's surprise, they found similar tweets resurfacing from the same accounts. This clearly suggested that Twitter, even with its army of tech specialists, was hacked and they were powerless to correct the issue. Things got out of hand quickly. In just a matter of hours, big names in politics like Biden, who was then still running for president, were brought into the mess against their will. Entertainment staples like Kanye West and tech entrepreneurs like Musk and Gates were dragged in as well. It certainly was a major show of force by the hackers. Twitter was eventually forced to disable much of its service. In a public statement, the embattled social media platform said that they were investigating the problem and looking for a solution. That blackout lasted for a couple of hours. The investigation that transpired was massive in scale, to say the least. They first suspected their own employees as the ones responsible. Their suspicions even led them to think that the culprits were the infamous hackers from North Korea. They had once been reported using Twitter to scam for bitcoins in the past. American intelligence agencies gave their initial assessment on the matter, and according to one senior official, the attack was more likely carried out by an individual rather than a group or even a state, like in the case of North Korea. Though quite effective, the end goal of the attack was rather too amateurish. Had it been a country like Russia or China or North Korea, the focus of the breach would have been to inflict more debilitating effects like crippling the economy or causing political upheavals. One expert also noted that since the hacker was only asking for money through Bitcoin, it suggested that they might only have a limited access to money laundering schemes. So it was at this point that authorities were convinced that the attack was probably carried out by one individual. It took a while, but after several days, tech officers were able to track down the attacker in Florida. And it was a 17-year-old man named Graham Ivan Clark. His arrest revealed that he amassed more than $100,000 in Bitcoin cryptocurrency. His lawyers, however, said that the young fraudster has since returned the amount to his victims. Clark will serve a 3-year jail sentence, which will be followed by 3 years of probation, during which he will not be allowed to use an electronic device without supervision. Number 2. Idaho politician lists self as person of interest. December of 1984, just days before Christmas, Jonelle Matthews disappeared from her home in Greeley, Colorado. Her father Jim was the first to notice her absence. He called friends and acquaintances, but no one could say where she was. He then turned to the police, who came immediately to their property to investigate the matter. As they examined the area, they found a stranger's shoe prints left in the snow. It also appeared that someone had tried to cover up the prints using a garden rake. The first person to be questioned by the authorities was the father himself. Mr. Matthews, the missing girl's adoptive parent, was very cooperative all throughout the investigation, but things got out of hand when he failed his polygraph test. He was eventually cleared in February of 1985, though, and after that, the case basically went cold, and that's how it stayed for nearly 35 years. Then in July of 2019, oil field workers discovered the remains of what was later confirmed to be the body of the 12-year-old girl in an oil and gas site near her home in Weld County, Colorado. Medical examiners determined a single shot to the head had caused her death. In what everyone thought to be an unexpected twist, a one-time Idaho governor candidate and former Greeley resident Stephen Pankey became a person of interest in the cold case. It happened after he disclosed, without even being asked, what he claimed to be the details of Matthew's death and disappearance. The connection between him and the missing girl begins with the fact that before moving out to Twins Fall, Idaho, Pankey lived about 2 miles from the Matthews residence. The day after the teenager vanished, he and his family went for a vacation for a week out in California. The trip was rather rushed and totally unexpected, according to his ex-wife. When they came back, she noticed her husband immediately began digging in their yard. Days after, one of their cars burst into flames. He then discarded the vehicle at a local salvage yard, and not long after that, they moved out of the neighborhood. Through the years, no one had heard of him again until he began making public appearances for his political campaigns. During these times, he would make statements about his innocence and the crime. And yet, much to the confusion of authorities, he would also share intriguing information about what happened to the girl and what took place the night she disappeared. It was as if he couldn't let it go and no one was asking him to hold on to it. In one instance, he told the police about a rake that was used to cover the shoe impressions in the snow, but yet that piece of information had still not been made available to the public. Moreover, Pankey also talked about a piece of a blanket that had gone missing from the Matthews house, a fact that was confirmed by the victim's family. One report pointed out that he even drew up a list of persons of interest in the case, and he put his own name on it. In the midst of all these revelations, the man was incessant in his demand for absolute immunity in exchange for the information he willingly gave. In September of 2019, authorities finally acted on their theory that this man may have had something to do with the crime. Despite the lack of any physical evidence that could tie him to the case, Idaho police got a warrant to search Pankey's home in Twin Falls. And this search was fruitful. On his computer, they found multiple online searches for Jonell Matthews' abduction and murder. They also confiscated a video recording showing footage taken back in 2008. In it, the suspect was attending his son's funeral, and the grieving father can be heard clearly saying, "I hope God didn't allow this to happen because of Jonell Matthews." With all this incriminating evidence against him, Colorado authorities charged Pankey with Matthews' murder. He has since been made to stand trial for the case. Anthony Viorst, his attorney, maintained that although his client was a talkative guy, he's not necessarily a murderer. The lawyer added that he made those implicating statements because he had only wanted to become relevant. "Mr. Pankey loves the limelight," he said. The accused is currently still in custody. So there were two of the most shocking and bizarre stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys like this video and you want more hardcore stories, then check out our Patreon page, because each week we give exclusive videos to our patrons. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.